That day at the beach filled your mind for weeks. It was the single hottest thing to happen in your life, and you couldn't imagine how anything could top it. Then one day, Rue, Eva, and Cleo enter your room.
Hey, Rumi, you in?
You better not be jerking off in there.
You better be jerking off. I want to see that dick. Oh, man.
Thank God.
Ladies, calm down. You know he doesn't need to jerk himself off with us here, right?
Exactly. Better not be wasting any loads. You have a responsibility to share. It's one of the house rules. Remember.
Anyway, why are we here?
Oh, yes. Remember that day at the beach, Rumi? I believe it was something Eva said.
Uh-huh. When you were eating grapes from between her toes, Cleo said that you'd probably eat every meal from our feet. And then I suggested we do Foot Feast Fridays.
So weird and so completely lewd.
Well, guess what? We have some friends coming over for dinner.
We chose friends with the sexiest feet, Rumi. Their souls will be perfect to eat off of. You'll love them.
And I'm sure Val and Belle will love you too.
We'll eat normally at first while you get to know them. Then, for dessert, you can do your usual thing with all of our feet, you perv.
Come on, Cleo. At least sound enthused for once.
I will admit it's gonna be fun to see his reaction with 10 feminine feet all over his body.
Fuck. I wonder how much he'll come. I better come buckets inside me, Rumi.
Hey, you know the rules. All seed goes inside my cum-receiving receptacle, i.e. my pussy.
That's never been a rule.
Well, it should be one of the house rules. I'll add it to the list.
Anyway, better get ready. They'll be here soon.
See you soon.
Don't get yourself too excited, Rumi. Bye.
Five pretty young women, all with their feet all over you? You couldn't even conceive such a thing. It was enough of a fantasy to be living with three that let you use their feet all you want. Now you were about to feel the pleasure of 10 soft soles and 50 suckable toes. Would you even be able to hold out long enough to suck each and every one? Eventually, the day fades as you daydream, and as dinner nears, and you can't hold your excitement for much longer. You head downstairs to the smell of delicious food, and you watch for a while as your three sexy roommates cook food barefoot in the kitchen, while they tease you with flashes of their souls. And then there's a knock at the door.
Oh, just who could that be?
Could it be them?
You guys grab it. I'll watch the food.
Oh, come on, Rumi. Come greet the guests.
Hey!
Hey, hey guys. Hi.
Rumi, this here is Val.
Hello there, Rumi.
And this is Annabelle.
You know I prefer Belle. But this adorable Rumi can call me whatever he likes.
Well, come on in, ladies. The feast is almost ready.
Finally, I'm starved.
God, it smells amazing.
Wait, house rule. No shoes allowed inside.
Oh, really?
It's Rumi's special rule. Here, he'll even take your shoes and socks off for you.
That's a bit odd.
Maybe, but it might just make me feel like a queen.
Oh, did we forget to tell you? Rumi here has a rather intense adoration for the female foot.
Yep, tell him to do anything with your feet, and he'll do it. No questions asked.
Interesting. Well, Rumi, come on. My boots won't remove themselves.
Wow, he's actually doing it.
Hey, not so fast. No need to pull them right off. Undo the laces first. That's it. Do you like a woman wearing boots?
He prefers his women barefoot.
This is both fascinating and weird.
Okay, now the laces are undone. You can slide them off. Come on. Left foot. Right foot. That's better. My feet get cramped in those boots sometimes.
Mm, pretty socks, Val.
I just hope what's inside them is worthy.
What are you waiting for, Rumi? Peel those socks off.
Damn, this is strangely erotic.
Slowly. Yes, over my heel and ankle. Oh, and there's my sole, see? Oh, and now my toes are free.
So wiggly.
I don't think there's any better feeling than sliding one's shoes off after a long day.
Hell yeah. Your turn, Belle.
Yeah, okay. No need to go slow. I'm pretty keen to eat.
Wow, he ripped them right off.
Okay, Val's socks may have been pretty, but those ankle socks, Belle, are adorbs.
Such a slut, showing off your ankles like that.
Hey, what about all those sandal wearers, huh? What do you call them?
They're basically prostitutes just begging for a foot fetishist to come suck on their toes.
Come on, Rumi, strip those bitches.
Yes, no. Kiss my feet.
Rumi, no! Sorry, ladies. Foot worship is reserved as the dinner entertainment.
Oh, come on. I was kind of getting into it.
Oh, classic Belle. So hesitant to try new things, but once she has a taste for it, she goes hard.
I do not.
Oh? Remember the first time you tried deep throat? You weren't keen to be choked by cock, but the second you did, all I could hear through my walls for weeks was your gagging. And if it wasn't real cock, you'd be practicing on your dildos.
Well, you know, man is our master and must be obeyed. Even if that means choking on his dick. But having them grovel at our feet is good, too.
Dinner is ready, girls!
Yay!
Finally!
Can't wait to taste what you three ladies have made.
Val! Belle, welcome to our special feast night.
Yay, Foot Feast Friday.
Take a seat and get comfortable.
Oh, but not you, Rumi. You don't get fed until you've done your chores. Oh,
that seems kind of mean.
Has he been a naughty boy?
He's always a naughty boy. Always coming into my room to worship my feet. Ugh, so pathetic.
Hey, that's not naughty. I think it's nice how he gives me foot massages whenever I ask. And for as long as I want.
Okay, that sounds like an amazing living situation.
Yeah, I could live with unlimited foot rubs. Especially after a long day out.
Well, how about a foot massage while you eat? Rumi, make yourself at home under the table.
And here I thought slavery was illegal.
Not if you're a pathetic little sub.
Hey, we don't have a gun to his head. He can say no to these things. Besides, you've seen how hard his cock gets when he touches your feet.
True. Perhaps the hardest cock I've ever felt in my life.
Maybe it's his brain that has a gun to his dick's head?
Now that's a fun mental image.
I'm picturing it using its balls as hands to hold the gun to its own head.
Well, are you gonna obey your kinky little brain, Rumi?
When his pants get all tent-like, just like this. There's pretty much no way he's going to stop going after our feet until he comes.
The man sure knows how to come.
Anyway, enough talk of that, Rumi. Let's eat, ladies. Hope you enjoy what we've made. And you, Rumi, get under the table and think about what you've done.
I need foot rubs, Rumi. I've been on my feet all day cooking for you.
Cooking for him? But he's going to be under the table.
Cooking up a good time? Anyway, let's eat.
Yum, baba ganoush. Wait, doesn't this have aubergine?
Aubergine? That's not a word. It's eggplant.
Either way, penis. Am I right?
Yes, very phallic. Wait, are all the foods sexual?
I see it now.
In the fruit bowl, bananas, melons, cherries, peaches, kumquats. It's very on the nose, ladies.
Solitude is not a forte.
Oh, my.
Is she doing it?
Mm-hmm. Fuck, that feels good. He really knows what he's doing.
He's had a lot of practice.
Oh, hell yeah. I can tell. Get into the balls of my feet, Rumi. I'm a dancer, so my feet can get pretty worked. Yeah, just like that. I need you around when I finish dancing class.
Sure, you can borrow him if you'd like, but it'll cost you.
I like this idea. Hire him out as a professional foot rubber. He gets off and we get paid. It's genius.
Now that's a service I'd pay for, but only if it was mobile. It could be the next Uber. Uber Feets.
Uber Feets, serving up soulful treats.
We'll be rich.
No, I want to share. It's hard enough sharing with all of you. You wouldn't leave me, would you, Rumi?
Fine. I'll just have to come over here and request his services. You can't stop me.
Bitch.
Be nice, Eva. Maybe you need a foot rub to calm down.
Yes, Rumi. I'm stressed now. Please rub me. Yeah, that's so good.
Well, now that your hands are busy with someone else, you can finally kiss my feet like this dancing queen deserves.
Hey, I dance too.
Dance? I'd call it thrashing.
Well, it's something, and it hurts my feet, so shut up.
Maybe you shouldn't wear such huge boots all the time.
No, don't. Boots are sexy. Rumi thinks so, too.
'Tis true. It's either barefoot or boots.
Yes. He even bought me a pair of Doc Martens. Like gifts will ever win me over.
You wear them all the time.
Well, they are comfortable.
True, but it was kinda hot making him take my shoes and socks off. Think he'd even undress me if I asked.
He's like a perfect and willing slave.
Slave! My feet next! Chop chop! Don't fanny about.
No.
Ooh. Oh, fuck. Yeah, that's good. Don't forget between the toes. That's the best spot. Yeah, like that.
Oh, what is this I feel with my feet? A bulge? Just what could that be?
Something hard. Let me check. Ooh, I feel it too. Rue, come feel.
Ooh, that is hard, and it's getting harder. Cleo, we need your professional opinion. With each foot, it gets harder.
Yeah, yeah. His cock is rock hard for our feet.
Are my feet really making him that hard?
My feet.
Our feet.
Fine, our feet. I hate sharing.
There's barely enough room on his crotch for all our feet. Perhaps his face needs some attention. Now you can finally kiss my feet, Rumi. Kind of tickles. Your lips are soft.
They are suspiciously soft.
Ooh, he's throbbing.
And he's rubbing so hard. Yeah. Really press those thumbs into my soles, Rumi.
Kiss, Rumi, kiss. Both souls, quick. Cover him in sweet little kisses.
Just wait till he starts licking.
And sucking.
Speaking of, I'm stuffed. I'm not sure I'll have any room for dessert.
It's okay. Rumi is probably starved by now.
What do you think, Rumi? Want to come up and get some dessert? And no more clean plates, so you'll have to use your feet to eat off.
Yeah, I'm ready for dessert, too.
What did you make?
We've got the expected strawberries and cream, brown butter brownies, chocolate lava cake, hoe cakes, and gummy worms because Ava.
Yay, gummies.
Wait. Did you say hoe cakes?
They're like pancakes, but with a naughtier name.
Huh. Either way sounds amazing.
So I was thinking, one by one, we lay down on the table on our stomachs with our feet together, and then...
We place the dessert onto our soles for Rumi to eat out of. I volunteer first.
Damn it.
Too slow, Eva. Now, clean the table up for me.
Fine.
All right. Up on the table like the snack I am.
You really are, Val.
I will admit, those feet do look delicious. Even plain.
But won't they be better covered in dessert? Which dessert do you want Rumi to eat off them, Val?
Oh, let's start with the chocolate lava cake.
All right, feet up. Ready?
Ooh, warm.
Just wait till I open it up to the warm, gooey center.
Oh, shit. Oh, the melted chocolate's hot.
What are you waiting for, Rumi? The chocolate's starting to drip down her legs.
Come on. My soles and toes are covered in hot chocolate. Come feast. Oh. Oh, fuck yeah. That's it. Suck all the chocolate from my toes.
God, that looks yum.
Oh, I have an idea. Belle, go down under the table and take Rumi's pants off.
Oh? But why?
Don't you want to see how hard he is right now?
You're right.
I want to do the pant removing ceremony.
Mm-hmm. Oh, ceremony?
She's being silly as usual.
Wow, so fucking hard.
Touch it. See how hard our feet make his perverted, foot-crazed cock.
Damn, this would feel amazing inside me.
Now, Rumi, stand and rub your cock into the chocolate mess in Val's soles. Lather it up real good and then sit back down and present Belle with her dessert.
I love this idea.
Yes, Rumi. Scoop up all that chocolate with your cock. Chocolate foot job. But save some for you to lick up.
Hurry up, Rumi. I want that dessert. Yes. This looks fucking scrumptious.
Fuck. Does that feel good, Rumi? Getting your cock sucked while you suck my chocolatey toes.
Well, I never thought I'd see this sight in my lifetime.
How could one even come up with the idea like this?
Only the kinkiest foot perms could.
Man, I can't wait to tell my mom about this.
What?
Oh yeah, I tell her everything.
Everything? You know she's friends with our moms, right?
Oh, I know.
Shit. So all our moms know about our Rumi and what he's been doing to us?
She knows all about his kinky foot adventures.
No. My mom thinks I'm so innocent. What's she gonna think now?
I guess she'll find out when they come visit next weekend.
Shit. I forgot about that.
Just be warned, Rumi. My mother is rather... how do I put it? Voracious.
And I know that my mom was rather wild in her youth.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. You actually cleaned all the chocolate off my feet. Amazing, Rumi.
And all the chocolate gone from down here. It just tastes like regular cock now. Pass down the chocolate sauce.
No. I want to turn down there. I want to taste how hard I made him.
Then you two swap places. Now, which dessert do you want on your feet, Belle?
Hoe cakes.
Hoe cakes coming right up.
Oh, they're kind of soft on my soles. And a little warm.
Do you want syrup? We've got maple, yuck, or birch, yum.
Birch syrup? Whoever heard of that?
Hey, birch has higher mineral content, you know. It's healthier for you while providing the right amount of sweetness.
Oh no, here we go.
Don't get Cleo started on birch syrup.
Hey, I'm gonna be the one sucking it off his cock. I want golden syrup.
No, trust me. You want birch. It's good for you.
No, You're not my mom.
Rumi, you choose.
Fine. Always trying to annoy me as much as you possibly can, Rumi.
He knows you're too easy to get riled up.
She's right, Cleo. Sometimes you are too passionate.
So what?
Hey, I'm waiting for my maple syrup here.
Well, don't blame me when your teeth rot out.
It's still just sugar water.
Cold and sticky. Look how it strings between my toes. Want a taste, Rumi?
But before that, can I have some on his cock, please?
Sure. Sorry, it's not golden syrup.
It's all still good. Yum.
Now it's your turn to suck, Rumi. I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head to my feet.
Must be tonight's theme song.
Hey. This maple syrup's not bad. May I have some more, ma'am?
Oh, you know I love it when you say that in your posh accent.
More, more. Oh, yes, that's it. Smear it all over his balls, too. Fucking delicious.
Done already? Man, you gobbled that up, Rumi.
Still hungry? You want something else from the foot of another one of us ladies?
I want to go.
Of course you do.
And I wouldn't mind a flavored cock to suck.
Ooh, I have an idea. Grab that plate of brown butter brownies on your way down, Val.
These ones?
Yep. Now, on the floor, and...
Fuck, Eva. What a waste.
Yeah, they looked amazing.
Ah, I see. Feet with a biscuity base. Yum.
I hope you like, Rumi. Are you ready to eat the delicious crumbliness from my soles? Lift me into the table. How's that? You have to really use that tongue to get all those tiny crumbs in between each toe.
All right, I'm going under. Hand me the whipped cream and straws.
You got it, boss.
How hard is he, Rue?
What do you think? Should be able to spread a fuckload of cream on it.
Cock and cream. A classic combo.
The cream is supposed to come out, not go on.
Ugh. Shut up, Dad.
Hey!
No fighting. This is a time for pleasure.
Oh, slathered. Now we dip a straw. Fuck yeah, that's good. Now for the cream.
Sucking your cream-covered cock feel good on me. Lick and suck harder. Get all those brown butter brownie crumbs from my feet. He's about to come.
Fuck yes. Give me your homemade cream, Rumi.
Wait. I want to feel him blow all over my feet.
Oh, me too.
Okay, everyone. Quick, get on the table next to Ava.
Line up, ladies. I'm going to jerk him off onto your feet.
Thanks, Cleo. Ready to blow, Rumi.
Fuck, it's gonna be a huge load, isn't it?
You know, when I woke up this morning, I would have never expected to be here on a dinner table, barefoot, ready to have a man's hot load all over my feet.
Welcome to our life.
Fuck. He's throbbing hard now. You gonna blow, perverted little Rumi? Gonna bust that fat nut all over these feet. All 8 soles and all 40 toes. Don't hold back. Don't resist it. Just let go and come.
Come on my feet, Rumi, please.
Yes. Yes, I need the hot spunk all over and in between my toes, like right fucking now.
Come, Rumi, come. Blow all over our feet, come on.
Don't forget your favorite, Rumi. Come, baby. Come.
Oh, fuck. Here it comes.
Holy shit. I don't think I've ever seen any man ejaculate this much.
Fuck me. Oh, it's so thick and sticky.
Oh, feels amazing as usual.
If I could only have this load to myself.
So fucking greedy, Eva. You can have his cum pretty much whenever you desire. Just share at least once. God damn it.
You're meanie, Cleo.
Oh, man, look at the time. It's late.
Have we really been doing this for that long?
You ladies are more than welcome to stay.
There's room for at least one more in Rumi's bed.
Shotgun!
Guess we'll just have to make room.
Rumi can always curl up at our feet on the edge of the bed.
Hey, are we having French toast for breakfast?
Or at least that's what I was told happened to you. Does that all sound about accurate? Oh, hold on. My daughter is calling. Hey, Cleo, dear. How are you? Yes, of course. I remember about our visit. All 3 of us are going to Uber to the airport together, and then again to yours. I'm sure Rue and Eva will be happy to see their moms, too. Is he going to be there? I can't wait to meet him. I'm going to take the ladies out for a pedicure before we come. I want to look as good as possible for him. Come on. How could I not after all the things you told me? See you soon. And you, dear Rumi, I will finally get to see you in the flesh. I can't wait.